Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Chisholm Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota, ma'am?
Yep.
All right. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm Democrat.
Got it. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for a deregulation of abortion based on a stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Oh. I didn't quite understand it, I guess.
It is pretty much the proposed amendment regarding the abortion. And it says that during the first trimester, it would be prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Approve it.
Support it? Okay. And another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two voter getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I approve it.
Okay. And a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold from human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution, ma'am?
That was for what, taxes on groceries? Or
yeah.
Is that what it meant?
Yeah.
They want to tax groceries? Or they are going to?
Pretty much the amendment says that they would like to eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax. Except from the alcoholic beverages and prepared food.
Oh, okay.
So do you support it? Okay, now, would you support or oppose a change in a state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollar designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Repeat that again. I didn't.
Sure, not a problem. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or a charter school?
I don't approve of that.
Okay.
Disapprove.
Okay. And now thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Yeah, I would say that's not a factor in my decision.
Got it. Now, again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or a state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision, ma'am?
I would say it's not a decision.
It's not, okay, understood. And now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of the democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Got it. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
No. Who was?
No?
No, I mean, who was? Was it Biden?
The one in the 2020 presidential election. The last president that you, that it was elected, pretty much.
Who was that?
Let me check. The outcome of the 2020 presidential election was, if I'm not mistaken, let me check. If I'm not mistaken, it's the one that just elected Joe Biden. So do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election?
Yeah.
Got it. And now, how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following local elections officials in your county? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
What were the options?
Sure. A great deal of trust, a fair
that's
amount
in what?
Of...
In, that's in who now?
I'm sorry?
That this is concerning who?
It is how much trust, pretty much, if any, do you have in the local election officials in your county?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it is a great deal of trust.
What's that?
Got it. So it is a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all on the local election officials in your county.
Oh, I have trust.
Okay. A great deal or just a fair amount?
Oh, fair amount.
Okay. And what about election officials in Democratic states? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust or not trust at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Got it. Mm-hmm. And what about the election officials in Republican states? A great deal, a fair amount, not much trust, or not trust at all?
A fair amount.
Got it. And what about the state election officials in South Dakota? A great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much trust, or not trust at all?
Fair amount.
Fair amount. And got it. All right. And which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? That is not current trend to American democracy. I'm sorry, there is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested, or American democracy is under attack.
What was the last one?
American democracy is under attack.
Oh, it's under attack. Is that what
mm-hmm.
you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I suppose that's what I'd say, probably.
Okay, got it. And now tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It's just two statements. The first one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What was the question again?
Sure. You can tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values.
Violence? Is that what you said?
Yes, violence.
Do I accept violence? No.
No? strongly disagree?
Yeah.
Got it. And the next one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
No, I would say strongly disagree.
Got it. And right now, I just have two more questions for statistical purposes only, Miam. What is your age?
81.
Got it. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, got it. Ma'am, this concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your participation, your patience, and all your help. I really appreciate that, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay? Take care.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.